With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The wife of a Montana Highway Patrol trooper wounded while investigating a fatal shooting says her husband suffered 3 gunshot wounds and is currently in a medically induced coma at a Utah hospital. In a statement Monday, Lindsay Palmer says her husband, Trooper Wade Palmer, remains in stable but extremely critical condition at University Hospital in Salt Lake City, where he's being treated for wounds to the head, face, and neck. She says he has not regained consciousness since the shooting last Friday, and it may be some time before more is known about his prognosis. Palmer was shot in one of 2 related shootings in which a man died and 2 others were injured. Jonathan Birch has been charged with homicide and attempted homicide. One person was killed in a head-on collision this afternoon just east of Missoula. Traffic was snarled for hours after a vehicle traveling the wrong way on Interstate 90 struck a semi-tractor trailer hauling wood chips. The Missoulian newspaper reports the passenger car was traveling the wrong way in the westbound lanes when it hit the semi. City firefighters responded to extinguish the subsequent fire that enveloped the semi. The driver of the car was reportedly killed. There's no word yet on the condition of the truck driver. According to the Missoulian, the crash closed all 4 lanes of Interstate 90 between the Van Buren Street exit and East Missoula. Traffic was diverted to other roads. Police in Bozeman are investigating an apparent murder-suicide after the bodies of a man and a woman were found in a residence on the northwest side of the city. Officers found the bodies at about 10:30 this morning after being asked to check on a person. Officials did not identify the deceased or say how they died. Autopsies were planned. Police said they did not believe there were any public safety concerns. A bill that would fund Montana drug treatment courts by taxing opioids is moving through the legislature. The UM Legislative News Service's Tim Pierce reports.
According to a study from the State Health and Human Services Department, more than 700 Montanans have died from an opioid overdose since 2000.
And the number one recommendation from that study was that we need to invest in treatment courts.
That's Representative Zach Brown from Bozeman. He's sponsoring House Bill 654, which would put a 10% tax on the initial sale of opioids, a tax that's paid by the seller, to fund Montana drug treatment courts. Brown says there are about 30 courts in the state that work to help high-risk, highly addicted people get addiction treatment.
And they're currently really underutilized, in my opinion.
Leah Lindahl with the Healthcare Distribution Alliance opposed the bill during a hearing in the House Taxation Committee Wednesday. She says Montanans already struggle with the high cost of medication.
Implementing legislation to develop a new tax on pharmaceutical products will further exacerbate these issues.
The committee did not take any immediate action on the bill.
That's Tim Pierce with the UM Legislative News Service. A judge has blocked oil and gas drilling on almost 500 square miles in Wyoming and says U.S. officials must consider climate change impacts more broadly as they lease huge swaths of public land for energy exploration. The order marks the latest in a string of court rulings over the past decade, faulting the government's consideration of emissions when issuing energy leases. But U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras appeared to go further, saying the U.S. must consider emissions nationwide.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana's election administrators are asking lawmakers to allow them to open and begin counting absentee ballots earlier because the number of mailed-in ballots continues to increase. The Senate has passed a bill that would allow absentee ballots to be opened starting on the Thursday before Election Day and for counting to start the Monday before Election Day. A House committee heard the bill today but did not take action. Supporters said the sheer volume of absentee ballots means they need more time to prepare and count ballots to meet voter, candidate, and media expectations of when election results should be available. Currently, counties can start opening absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day and can start counting them on Election Day. Clerks from Missoula and Cascade counties said counting their ballots in November took at least 40 hours. Casey Hayes, the elections manager for Gallatin County, said the bill would allow his office to be more efficient and effective while maintaining current levels of security and secrecy.
In an age of instant gratification, voters want and candidates want those results as soon as possible. Allowing tabulation to begin a day early will provide more complete results by the close of polls on election night.
The Secretary of State's office opposes the bill, arguing it creates more opportunity for tampering to occur. The bill includes steep fines and possible prison time for releasing results before the polls close.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes have told Montana's congressional delegation and the U.S. Department of Interior that it wants management of the National Bison Range restored to the tribes. Kevin Trevelin reports.
Under the proposal, tribal leaders would continue to prioritize bison conservation at the 19,000-acre refuge near Charlotte, which the federal government would own in a trust. The Obama administration proposed such a plan in 2016, but President Trump's former Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke reversed course in 2017. Tribal spokesman Robert McDonald says now is as good a time as any to renew the national conversation on returning management of land that once belonged to the tribes.
Deeply connected on a historical and cultural level, we have extensive experience in wildlife and natural resource management. This land's in the heart of our reservation, and our connection with the bison goes back thousands of years. Their well-being is our well-being.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has managed the range since it was carved from the middle of the Flathead Indian Reservation in 1908 without tribal consent. McDonald says the tribes don't have any complaint about how the service is currently managing the range, which supports 350 to 500 bison. If the tribes took over management, McDonald says there wouldn't be much change, at least initially, in how the public experiences the refuge. Still, he says the tribe's long-standing connection to the area could complement existing management strategies.
There would be a chance for tribal knowledge to wed with that, enhance it, expand the understanding.
A network of tribal designated conservation areas already surround the bison range, including the Nine Pipe National Wildlife Refuge and Pablo National Wildlife Refuge. McDonald says adding the bison range to that cluster could allow more holistic management.
We're good at this. We manage diverse, multiple populations, multiple areas, and it's only a natural extension to us to apply our skills to an area that we treasure. It's crucial to us, and it's within our reach.
McDonald says there aren't yet any formal upcoming steps to transfer management of the bison range, but that renewed calls should be a cue to congressional leaders that the issue lives on. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.